Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you. I am your host, DJ Stevie P, broadcasting live in location and simulcasting on blogtalkradio.com. This is a special two-hour episode called I Have a Dream. We are paying tribute today to the late Dr. Martin Luther King, who was assassinated back in 1968. In Memphis, Tennessee, was where he was gunned down at a young age. I think he was 39 at the time. Now, reason I'm doing this show today is because, Dr. King is buried in my hometown of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm from Atlanta, and in 1996, during a senior trip to Atlanta, I had the privilege of visiting this his resting place and visiting the Martin Luther King Museum in Atlanta, and it's definitely something. If you're ever through the city of Atlanta, if you're are traveling and stop in Atlanta, that's definitely a place that you should check out. And so anyway, today we're going to play some great R&B hits. people that have hit the charts with R&B music. We're also going to have a couple of speeches that actually Dr. King himself said. I was able to find a few of his speeches, and if you'd like to listen to or call in to the show, it's 347-850-1572. 347-850-1572 is the number. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started, and we'll start with this. I don't know how long this speech is, several minutes, but this is actually Dr. King himself. And the name of this speech is called We Shall Overcome. And then we're going to follow that up by a song by Malaya Jackson with the same title called We Shall Overcome. Here on KSLP's Internet Radio Special, I Have a Dream.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators, but we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the corner.
We shall all have peace, Lord, Lord, one Thank you.
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you. 4:20 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. I am your host, DJ Stevie P, broadcasting live from our KSLP Internet Radio studios here in the Sun Valley dorms of Sun Valley, Idaho. And this is a special two-hour show called I Have a Dream. We are playing a couple of the speeches that I have found from the late Dr. Martin Luther King. And one thing worth noting is that, if you would like to call in, you may do so at 347-850-1572. And we can discuss what you thought of the person. Dr. King, I kind of like the fact that, he was a peaceful man. Now, we all know that America had a slavery issue, and then after that was over, there was years upon years upon years upon decades of segregation, and we all know that that was wrong, that was a kind of a black eye on America. However, we have moved so far since Dr. King's untimely death, but we still have strides to go in total racial equality, which I hope someday we get there. That is my goal. I am somebody who went to a predominantly African-American high school, spent 4 years there, and I'm a Caucasian male, but I learned a lot in my time in my high school, and I was able to see things from an entirely different perspective. So anyway, that was another sad love song by Toni Braxton. Before that, we heard Killing Me Softly by Roberta Flack. And then we started out that set with We Shall Overcome by Malaya Jackson. And then a speech by Dr. King himself called We Shall Overcome. So we are playing some of my favorite R&B hits from the 50s through today. That is what we're playing. We are on for another 1 hour and 35 minutes. Originally, this was going to be a three-hour show. The first hour was going to be my friend Daryl and me discussing sports. However, he's under the weather today, so I hope he's listening, and get better soon, buddy. And then we'll be able to discuss me getting all four of this weekend's playoff football games correct. I predicted all four of the winners, and anyway, we'll discuss that tomorrow. He should be feeling better by tomorrow, and we'll discuss that tomorrow as we kind of co-host each other's shows and simulcast each other's shows live on the air, him from Charlotte and me from Sun Valley, Idaho. Okay, so we're going to get back to some of my favorite R&B hits from the last 50 or so years. Coming up in the next set, we have Will Smith, Paula Abdul, the Ronettes, In Vogue, and Beyonce. We're going to start, though, with Timberland. This is Timberland feature One Republic, and this song is called Apologize. Also, at the top of the next hour, right at 5 o'clock or so, we will play the I Have a Dream speech. Is about 16 and a half minutes long, but we will play that at the top of the hour. Anyway, so here is Apologize by Timbaland featuring OneRepublic, and we'll be back in about 25 minutes or so here on KSLP Internet Radio and blogtalkradio.com. And as always, you may call in and say hello at 347-850-1572.
subject.
Daddy loves you. Woo!
life.
That's a really good song.
Mr. Mark, can't pay for this, Dad.
I wanna see you get free with me.
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you. I'm your host, DJ Stevie P, broadcasting live from our KSLP Internet Radio studios here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. It is 32 degrees outside. Thank you for listening. This is a special show, two-hour show, called I Have a Dream. We are remembering Dr. King today on his birthday. And earlier in the show, we heard his speech called We Shall Overcome. Coming up in about 17 minutes, give or take, I'm going to try to have it right at the top of the hour. I will be playing in its entirety the entire 16.5-minute speech from Dr. King called I Have a Dream. That's from his 1963 speech at the Lincoln Memorial when thousands upon thousands of people marched on Washington back in 1963 for racial equality. And also, we are playing some of my best, some of my favorite R&B hits from the 50s through today. In that last set, we heard Just the Two of Us by Will Smith. We just heard Rush Rush by Paula Abdul. We heard Be My Baby by the Ronettes. And we also heard, starting out that set, was Apologize by Timberland featuring One Republic. Coming up in the next set, probably about three or four songs before the top of the hour, we will have, let's see here, In Vogue. We will have Fats Domino. We will have, let's see. Okay, In Vogue, Beyonce, Fats Domino, and we're going to start out the set. This is Dancing in the Streets. This is by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas here on KSLP Internet Radio. If you'd like to call in and say hello, you may do so at 347-850-1572. If you do so in the middle of the song, as soon as the song is over, we will come to you live on the air. In the meantime, this is Dancing in the Streets by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas here on KSLP Internet Radio. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back.
to my friends so quietly.
Who we think he is?
Look at what you did to me. 10 shoes, don't even need to buy a new dress. If you ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. The way that you know what I might have knew. The beat in my heart is when I'm with you. But I still don't say. Just how you look and do, I'm no one else.
Over the platinum, the game's been a wrap one.
Got me looking so crazy.
XLP Internet Radio. Good afternoon to you, 4:58 in the p.m. here in the beautiful Mountain Time Zone and Sun Valley, Idaho. I am your host, DJ Stevie P, broadcasting live from our KSLP Internet Radio studios here in Sun Valley, Idaho. Thank you for listening today. Our guest calling number is 347-850-1572. This is a special episode of the show, as we are honoring Dr. Martin Luther King today, as today is the National Day of Observance for his birthday. And we're also playing some of my favorite songs from the 50s through today that are R&B or Motown or stuff like that. We have 1 hour remaining, and we'll go over real quick what we just heard. We just heard "Don't Let Go" by En Vogue. We also heard in that set "Crazy in Love" by Beyonce. We heard "Blueberry Hill" by Fats Domino, and we heard "Rush Rush" by Paula Abdul. Well, this is the time, and we are going to play now in its entirety from the March on Washington in 1963. This is, just 1 second, my switchboard screwed up on me. Okay, all right, from 1963, this is Dr. King. This speech is about 16 minutes long. But this is "I Have a Dream" by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And please enjoy this, and we'll be back after this speech is over with.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro has still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summit of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hoped that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must fail to conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protests to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is not to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. As we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of all the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied. As long as our body is heavy with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the city. We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote, and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, no, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution. Yes. And staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities. Knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. Yes. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. Yes. I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yes. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you. I'm your host, DJ Stevie P, broadcasting live from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. That was from 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous speech, "I Have a Dream." Okay, we have 42 minutes left of this show. We are going to continue now. Now, we have one more little speech coming up from Dr. King that will be at the end of the show. In the meantime, this is Gloria Gaynor with "I Will Survive" here on KSLP Internet Radio.
make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turned up the collar board, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? I saw us disregard a broken bottle top and what meant so.
Pretending nothing. then I drank some, now one died here for praise it, but that's my life to 10 shades of gray. I pray all then fade away, sell the razor for the 70. And like this promise is true, won't leave my bacon undone. The many chances I believe would bring my life to an end. Clear blue and unconditional. Guys, I dry the tears from my eyes, no my lonely cries. My only lead and hope is for the folks who can't cope with such an endurance. Saying that it keeps them in the boring race. Who's the man for to gain it to your own fame? What a shame you do enable someone else to break your claim. The insane and danger day is on for falling rain. The grandma say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you. I'm your host, DJ Stevie P, broadcasting live from the KSLP Internet Radio studios here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. It is 31 degrees outside at 5:34 in the afternoon. Thank you so much for listening today. Guest call-in number is 347-850-1572. If you'd like to call in and say hello, you may do so. That was The Spinners with Can't Help Falling in Love. Also in that set, we heard from Michael Jackson with Man in the Mirror. And Waterfalls by TLC. So, let's see here. All right, coming up, we have a little Chaka Khan, a little Donna Summer. And this is Lionel Richie here on KSLP Internet Radio. Thank you so much for listening to our KSLP Internet Radio special, I Have a Dream. Coming up at the end of the show, we have another short little speech by Dr. King, followed by a special song that's not rhythm and blues, but it's a special song that dealt with the day that Dr. King was assassinated. So we're going to play those two things together at the end of the show. Anyway, this is Lionel Richie on KSLP Internet Radio. Thank you.
let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you, Shaka Khan. What you tell me, what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you, Shaka Khan? Let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. So let me take it in my arms, let me feel you with my charm, Shaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Shaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Shaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon, 5:52 here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho at 31 degrees. Thank you for listening today. We are doing our special KSLP Internet Radio presents I Have a Dream. This is remembering Dr. King and what he stood for today, and then also listening to and playing some of my favorite R&B hits from the last 50 years or so. That was Chaka Khan with I Feel For You. Also in that set, we heard She Works Hard For The Money by Donna Summer. And we also heard Lionel Richie with All Night Long. Now, to start the show off, I played We Shall Overcome, which was a speech by Dr. King. And then at the top of this hour, I played his I Have a Dream speech, which was about 16 and a half minutes long. And to finish out the show, we got 6 minutes left. What I'm going to do is play this. Now, this is set to music, but this is him talking. This is If I Had Sneezed. And then I'm going to follow that up to end the show with this song by U2 called Pride in the Name of Love. And thank you for listening. I will be back on the air at 11 p.m. Mountain Time tonight for 3 hours of my favorite songs from the 50s through today. So I will talk to you then. Thank you so much for listening. And remember to love each other. So there you go. All right, have a good day from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho.
The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a pacifist, a Baptist minister, a spiritual man with a dream to eradicate injustice, and a brilliant tactician with a plan to make that dream come true. It was a plan which called for non-violent but unremitting resistance to racial discrimination in all its sanctioned forms. It was a path that led him to such ordinary outposts as Memphis, Tennessee, where he journeyed in April 1968 to lend support for a strike by that city's sanitation workers. It was there, standing on the balcony outside his room at the Lorraine Motel in the dimming sunlight that afternoon, that the 39-year-old Nobel Peace Prize winner made one final sacrifice for his cause.
If you can accept it, you will do something that will transform conditions here in Alabama. So I'm not worried this afternoon, however dark it may be, however difficult it may be. I know that it is true, the truth forever on the staff. Wrong is forever on the throne. That is another part of that great statement. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Trying to become a man, standing God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. William Cullen's crying is right. Truth just ahead will rise again. The Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow.
This is an NBC News Hotline special report. Here is Don Hickman in Memphis.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was shot outside a Memphis motel this afternoon. His condition is not known at this time. Police put out a wanted bulletin for, quote, a young white male, well-dressed, who was seen running from a brick building across the street from the Lorraine Motel.
I want to thank God once more for allowing me to be here with you. You know, 7 years ago, I was in New York City, autographing the first book that I had written. While sitting there autographing books, the minute black woman came up, the only question I heard from her was, "You, Martin Luther King," and I was looking down writing, and I said, "Yes." Next minute, I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital.
New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. I received a visit and a letter came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter and I'll never forget it. It said, simply, dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School. She said, while it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. Read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze.
Honey, you
I want to say tonight,
someone please call 911.
I want to say tonight that I too am happy. I wouldn't have been around here in 1960. And students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream, taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy, which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962. Negroes in Albany, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. If I had seen about a dream that I had had. If I had sneezed,
I have a dream that one day every valley
I wouldn't have been down in Selma, Alabama to see the great movement there. If I had sneezed, we've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. Has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Condition not immediately known, but he was taken to a hospital. Lou Wood, NBC News, New York.
When I have to meet my day, all alone. And if you get somebody deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk. Every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That is important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life to